So, tonight's message is make a friend in this bar prep study process. It might be very difficult for you to find somebody to study with, but your confidence is only going to grow if you find some like-minded people who can basically be your rock and accountability partner. I'm not saying this to say that it's impossible to study on your own. I know plenty of people who've done it on their own, and it's been very, very helpful, and they passed the first time or a couple times later. But one thing I'm going to tell you about having a study partner, make sure you look for qualities that you prefer when you study. Things that I can tell you that are very critical for myself when I'm studying or finding someone to study with is knowing that I'm not comparing myself and my progress to the progress of another person. Knowing that I'm not getting some like, almost like a superiority complex when I know something and the other person doesn't. And you give the energy of support, not the energy of teaching someone, not the energy of disagreeing with someone. Though that might work for a lot of people, I want you to understand that if you are anything like most people when they're taking the bar exam, you just need to beat your race. That means whatever you're deficient in, whatever you're having a trouble with, just because someone understands it their way doesn't mean you're going to understand it their way. So if you can't work with somebody who allows you to focus on getting things wrong and figuring out your own issues, if you're working with someone who's trying to correct you and teach you and study for the bar, just stop. Just go ahead and tell them, girl, I'm going to have to talk to you, or boy, I'm going to have to talk to you another time. Because at the end of the day, this is not an exam where you need to argue with people about what the law is. There is a majority law in the world, in every bar prep book, Barbary Kaplan, and all the other things. You do not need to argue with another person about what the law is. If you don't understand what the law is, go back and read it. If you're getting stuff wrong when you're turning in essays or multiple choice questions to your bar course, go back and read it. But do not go ask somebody who may get it better. I promise you, they are not the bar examiner. Go to the bar examiner's notes on the actual essay. Do not go to the person. There is a majority law in all of the states that is part of this UBE exam if you're taking that. You need to know majority law. Majority law is not in your friend's head. Majority law is in the actual answer sheets that go with the essays. When you buy an essay from the NCBE people, when you get the essays, there is an essay packet where the bar examiner has actually gone through and written a model answer. From that model answer, there is actual majority law in there. So if you are having doubts, if you're unsure, if you're uncertain, and you don't understand your bar prep book, go to the answer. And the crazy thing is, we like lean on people and we have study buddies, but we forget like they don't know everything. And you don't know everything. More than likely, you're like failing some of your multiple choice questions the first time you take them the second time. And the same with your essays. There's some essays where you truly don't know the answer. And you know what? It's okay. But you know, you gotta put something down on that exam. So practice putting something down. When you don't know, just try your best to BS with the majority law that you know. Because I guarantee you, there's going to come a problem on this exam. And you're going to take it and you're not going to know what the hell you're talking about. And nothing that you discussed with your study partner is going to help you if you and your study partner do not have a modern theme or a common theme of support and confidence. Helping each other, growing their confidence while taking this exam. Accountability because you're there with one another. Even if she's all the way across the room or he's all the way across the room, they are that person to help keep you on task. And knowing that gives you the profound peace to take this exam with confidence because you practice your time-taking skills and things of that nature. They hold you accountable. So, I mean, get a buddy, get a friend, but more than that, trust that you need to work with somebody who's not going to judge you. Judgment-free zone.